This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. It's my pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station, or if you're listening to us online anywhere around the world at GCNlive.com, we welcome you. In this hour of the program, we're going to have an extended visit with a fascinating guy. His name is Max from Maximilian Motorsports. They do all kinds of things at Maximilian Motorsports, everything from repair, racing, restyling, restoration, recycling, and sales and service. And we've had a conversation with Max before on air, and looking forward to spending some additional time with him upcoming momentarily. Meanwhile, let me remind you that if you get a chance, I would really appreciate you checking out my website, autoworldradio.com. We have a new question and answer section. So if you have a question of the mechanical sort, you can put that in there. If you have a question about motor oil, we've got the oil experts to help you with that. If you have a question about new cars, or if you have a question about classic cars. So even if you're listening to the show in tape delay form, we have a number of stations that are doing that, or if you're listening to us in archive, podcast, or on-demand form, we're here for you to help you out. Right now, let's go to the Pacific Northwest and welcome Max, the President CEO of Maximilian Motorsports. Max, how you doing?
We're doing well. And yourself?
Good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit about you, the car guy, because I really enjoyed the last time you were with us. Tell us, for those listeners who didn't catch that appearance, a little bit about how you caught the automotive fever.
Well, I've always been fascinated with cars. As a kid, my mother would buy me nice model cars, and I'd take them apart and try to see what was making them go together. So I've always been fascinated. I was fortunate. I grew up with a family that had spent time in Europe. So we had Citroens, we had Jaguars, we had Rovers, we had Lancias, we had a variety of vehicles that the average consumer in America really didn't have experience with. So that was what got my interest. Oddly enough, I was really interested in pre-war cars when I was like 8 years old or such. So those were sort of interesting, Packards and some of the senior Packards and things like that. So I was very fortunate to, along the way, that I've always, in the Northwest, we always have a large selection of a variety of automobiles because the rust monster hasn't taken hold here. And I grew up in the Bellevue area, which is sort of affluent in the sense that there are many people that have collections and so forth. So it wasn't in the middle of, maybe Butte, Montana, where there's limited exposure to those things. My father passed away from cancer when I was 12, and I sort of buried myself in a Volkswagen that I'd purchased, and that was sort of my healing procedure for that traumatic situation. And so I poured myself into Volkswagens. I was so gung-ho VW Beetles, and the reason I got one is that I asked my mother when I was like 10 years old, what car should I get for a first car? And my dad, and they're like, well, you should get a VW Beetle because they're really simple and they're economical. So that's what I set my sights on, saved my money, and I got one. And with that, it expanded to other cars. Again, I started showing, my mother had a Jaguar XJS that we would show in full white glove competitions. And sometimes a lot of the people weren't happy when a 12-year-old beat them at 100 points. Car. The best I got was 97 points. And my excuse is that I had summer off and I had small hands. So, you know, but a lot of times people aren't too keenly, they take offense when a 12-year-old beats them at something like that.
And through that,
I was able I was fortunate. I was able to land a job at a specialty shop because I knew he had in his garage in the service facility a Matra Bergadira, which is a very rare car. And I was able to tell him all the specs of it, and he was impressed because I was like the second person ever to tell him what that car was. And I was fortunate in high school. I worked at Bayside Racing because they were nearby, and so they raced 962 Porsches and so forth, which was a very fortunate experience, but it sort of skewed my viewpoint of racing. I thought everyone had a hospitality semi and things like that. So I was fortunate to start on the top end and realizing that it's not always that comfortable and everyone doesn't have catered meals. And then from there, I worked at a Mercedes dealership. I worked at a place restoring Volkswagens. I worked at the Ferrari dealership. And long story short, moved. Stepfather wanted to do a business, and I saw there's a market for Volkswagens and Audis. And that wasn't being maximized in the greater Seattle area to start a dismantling facility just before you even bring the first car, and it's prohibitively expensive because of all the EPA constraints and so forth. So decided to move to Chehalis, which is between Portland and Seattle, just I-5. Did that business. I, by myself, have dismantled probably 700 cars. And then, long story short, stepfather took all the money, left for Mexico, and left me homeless. So I had to start over again. And so, even though it sounds extreme, I had a Ferrari that I had sold as a down payment for a house and a shop. And I've been fortunate. I've humbly been fortunate. I've worked in shops. I had to rent a shop that birds would fly in and my coffee would freeze, and it was 110 degrees on the back wall. But with perseverance, and with thankfully friends and customers that believed in me, I've been able to slowly make my way and have success with things. I'm humbly thankful for that. And no one gets success by themselves. It's always through the mm-hmm. assistance of others, and I'm very fortunate about that.
Absolutely. Well, what a great story, and definitely it's a pleasure to have you here on the show. Let's talk a little bit more about some of your services. I understand you offer complete automotive service and repair, specializing in European and high-performance automobiles. So you kind of do the gamut, including the factory scheduled maintenance and timing belt replacements, etc. And on some of these vehicles, those can be difficult things to accomplish. There are some exotic vehicles that replacing a timing belt is a big deal.
For sure, and that is a wide breadth of vehicles we work on. One thing that is unique that we do is that when a new customer comes in, we don't cookie-cutter service. Most service facilities are over-servicing or under-servicing a car. So we have an interview with the customer, see if they have any paperwork or any information about the previous history of the vehicle. So we're not replicating anything. But I ask the person, the customer, how long they plan to keep the vehicle, what their intentions of mileage they use and driving style they have, and we will cater their needs to what we are going to do. And ultimately, some people, person brought an older Jaguar, and they said, we're going to keep this forever, but we only put 3,000 miles a year. So if something is necessary to be done in 4,000 miles, I'm going to put it off for the next year. And yet I have some customers that say, you know what, I'm going to put 10,000 miles a year, but I'm getting rid of it next year. We're going to not do preventative maintenance on that. We're going to do the standard maintenance. But the person with the Jaguar, we're probably going to step up a little farther and do service where the benefit isn't today or next year, but maybe it's 5 years down the line. And I think that once people realize each circumstance is different, so correspondingly each service needs to be different, tailored to them, and that's how we're able to meet their demand.
Very well said, Max. We'll take a pit stop and then more with Max from Maximilian Motorsports. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We want to thank you so much for coming along for the ride. My name is Bob Long, joined by Max from Maximilian Motorsports. And he's got a great website, MaximilianMotorsports.com. And you can check out all of the cool stuff that Max and his team do. And before we go any further, Max, why don't we make sure and give out your telephone number and any other social media or any other emails or whatever you would like. Feel free to promote Maximilian Motorsports.
Sure. The phone number is 360-748-8578, and you can find on Facebook and so forth, and we're going to be starting a new link because we're actually going to be running next year in the Alcan 5000 three vehicles, two 1957 Beetles and one 77 Volkswagen Rabbit, and we'll be putting approximately 11,000 miles on the cars in the course of about 2.5 weeks of time, and that's next August, but it's a lot of preparation prior to that. And actually, one of the unique things is that we're trying to be period correct with each vehicle. Yes, we'll have GPS hidden in the car, but we're going to be using slide rules in the 57 Beetle, and we're going to be dressed in the attire, sort of taking on the flavor of what it would be back in the day with each vehicle. So I have a pair of bell bottoms for the Rabbit and so forth. So I think that adds a little bit of humanity to something. And the other thing is I was, are all friends going, even my mother is, and the impetus is because I saw many friends that are older, and they probably wouldn't do this on their own accord. And, you know, life never gives you perfect opportunities. You have to go with an 80% opportunity. And so I pulled a pin. I got an old Volkswagen Beetle and decided that we're going to do it. So everyone rallied together, and it makes it far more enjoyable for everyone else, except it means I have to prepare three cars instead of one.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit about preparing a car. Is there an average amount of time that you spend on a vehicle, or does that so much depend, of course, on the condition of the vehicle as well as the make and model, I would imagine, as well?
Totally. Even mass-produced cars like Camaros and all, when you're restoring them, there's some little bits and pieces that are hard to get that really don't wear out, but they may be missing on the vehicle. We dealt with one that was previously a race car, so they removed all the emergency brakes, and there was some components that aren't available reproduction, and it was hard to find them. Granted, though, the smaller production of the vehicle, the harder it is to get the parts. Oddly enough, older Rolls Royces are pretty easy to get parts for, and yet I can't get parts for late model Hummers because the company no longer exists. So there's some H1s, H2s that we service, and it's not a money issue. We flat can't get new parts, and so I have to find used parts for the customers. And you know, every car has its issue. The more exclusive you get, the harder it is. One thing that's neat that we have by working with a diversity of vehicles, we can look at some of these older cars that actually use parts from other cars. So I just picked up a Silver Shadow, and it needs a viscous fan coupler on the front. Rolls-Royce wants $280. Looking at it, I realized it's the same as a standard part available for $38. So a lot of these cars are what I call parts bin engineered. So these manufacturers weren't able to make everything themselves. So you go back, and if you're familiar, you can say, hey, that part's from this car, this part's from that car, and it really cuts costs if you're familiar with enough cars, whereas if you deal specifically with one car, you may not be familiar with the interchange.
Very well said, Max. Max is with us from Maximilian Motorsports, and we're talking all about how he got his start and about his ever-growing business. And in addition to combining offering complete automotive service and repair, specializing in European and high-performance automobiles, Max and his crew also are experts in customizations, restorations, and enhancements, including computer software, classic and custom car appraisals, upholstery, headliners, seats, carpeting, etc., race car preparation, fabrication, and a complete engine build or upgrade. That's an awful lot of services to be offering, Max. Tell us about some of these specialties. And I've always had a thing for Jaguars, and I haven't owned one yet, but I noticed just looking around in recent times that there seems to be a little bit of a headliner problem with some of the, let's say, early 2000 XJs, and also even the second generation of the XK. Is that a common fault within Jags?
It's actually a common fault amongst all vehicles, and what it is the foam backing disintegrates. We have like an 07 Bentley here, and Badliner's falling in, down and back, and the car only has 36,000 miles, and I doubt that it's been left out in the sunlight its whole life. And it's that foam backing. But one thing that can be done to cut the cost, like on this Bentley, if we purchased a new headliner from Bentley, I think it would have, by the time it's installed, $5,000, where we're able to do it for $1,200. And the big difference is most of these sit on a composite substrate, whether it's a rigid foam or otherwise. And instead of buying a new one, the big thing is that we have to scrub off this old foam, because otherwise it's trying to glue to oatmeal. It's never going to stick. And that's why people think, oh, my headliner's falling down, I can spritz a little glue in there and I'll be golden. No, you can't. You could have Gorilla Glue and put it on mud. It's never going to cure. So what we do is remove it, and we actually have to scrub that backing off. And what works really well is just a coarse pad. And even you can take a standard house carpet, and the backing on it is perfect for scrubbing off that remnants of that foam. And then you're able to put a new headliner with the appropriate headliner glue. It's a little more tacky, and it hooks up. And hopefully the newer foams that are at the back of these new headliners are going to hold up better than the ones from, 10, 15 years ago, but only time will tell. But this is a common problem, and it's sort of disheartening because we've had many customers that take pride in their car, and they get in there in the course of 1 or 2 days, the headliner's fallen down, and they're like, I didn't do anything. I'm like, yeah, it's not you. It's just, this is what happens. Once the substrate loses its adhesion, then the game's on and it all starts coming down.
Sure, that makes a whole lot of sense. Let's talk about repairing, preparing a race car. This is something very niche-oriented, and it's terrific that you do this. Tell us about the different types of race cars that you do preparation work for, and about some of the more interesting vehicles that you have prepared.
Well, you know, the big thing with that is what the goals and aspirations of the customer is, and obviously if you're rally racing, you're going to be doing a lot of repair in conjunction with that service, because it's not if you're going to wreck, it's how badly you're going to wreck. But if you're doing autocross or something of that nature, it may be just checking the components, flushing the brakes, and making sure everything's up to snuff, and so it's very straightforward. But again, in endurance racing and so forth, you have to be much more thorough about everything, because
sure,
the degradation of the components.
Hold that thought, Max. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning, texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there?
Max is our very special guest. He's the owner of Maximilian Motorsports, and we're talking all about all the different services that the company offers and his personal story, which is a very inspirational one. And before that hard network break, Max, you were telling us about race car preparation, and you're so on the money in that so much has to do with what kind of racing is involved and what are the goals of the owner of the vehicle.
Well, ultimately, I think that a lot of times an enthusiast that gets the vehicle and they're midstream with it, they don't know what's happened or not happened with the vehicle. And unfortunately, the last thing someone wants to do when they buy a new vehicle is go and service a whole bunch of things. Generally, they economically extended themselves to buy that car, and they want to get in there and enjoy it. But the truth of the matter is when someone is preparing to sell a car, generally the last thing they do is say, hey, I'm going to spend this extra money, make sure it's 100% serviced. Generally, their emotional connection with the car is diminished, so therefore their interest in spending that extra money to go the extra mile is diminished as well. So really, the big thing is fluids are inexpensive, and that also gives us insight when we're draining the fluids to see what's at the bottom of those as well. And that way you can be confident because, again, unfortunately, when someone has a specialty car, they forget. It seems like it was last year that they did all that major service, and I can't tell you how many people come in and like, oh, I recently did that. We had a gentleman that brought in a BMW, and he said, well, the battery's probably a year old. No, it was 8 years old. So, wow. You know, time sort of warps itself into a recent point in their consciousness, but in reality it's been much longer. So again, documentation, even if you don't have it, having your service provider being interested in making sure that's available. And again, like any service that we do, it gets submitted to Carfax. So even if car sold, won't tell you the cost, but it'll tell you what major services were done. Again, documentation is king. Everything else is just a guesstimate. So I think most consumers, hey, it looks good. It's drives okay, but in reality, you really need to start on an even keel and a clean plate with everything.
We're chatting with Max, the owner of Maximilian Motorsports in the Pacific Northwest, just outside of Bellevue, Washington. And I noticed in your blog section on your site, you show off a revamp of one of my favorite BMWs. I've always loved the 6 Series BMWs, and certainly these are kind of timeless design-wise and otherwise, but you guys did a great job of restoring this two-decade-old BMW 635 CSI.
I do have a small, actually large, weakness for 6 Series, so at any given point, I've had a ream of them, and I think when the day is done, they're aesthetically very pleasing. Dynamically, they're very enjoyable to drive. They still offer excitement, and I think so many people get caught on ultimate speed. Yes, it's not the world's fastest car, but it dynamically is very enjoyable. It's like you may have the most expensive Armani suit in your closet, but it's not enjoyable to wear, where maybe a comfortable pair of shoes and jeans, it just feels right, and that's what that car is, and it's pretty tank-like. They're very low upkeep in the scheme of things, and they don't really have any weaknesses. The M6 has gone stratospheric in the past year. Cars, good clean cars, would be 16,000 now. Some of them are getting 60,000 plus. So that brings the standard 6 Series, the 635 and the 633, up as well. And so I think that it was always an iconic car. It was always an expensive, and it was always sort of a BMW boutique car. But I think people are coming back and realizing that. The neat thing about that car is that it has 5 Series underpinnings, but the mechanics are inexpensive to deal with, and that's a neat thing because you're not having to pay a penalty for having a very unique car. Again, I'm still in love with it. I've had one of them for a long time. And again, it's one of the few cars that I really just enjoy. And it somehow speaks to me. And that may not be the case for everyone. Everyone has their sort of go-to car that they could never imagine not having one of that model.
What are some of the other models that particularly kind of get you tug at your heartstrings? What are some other models besides the 6 Series BMW that are very close to your heart, Max?
Well, I enjoy old Volkswagens just because there is some purity of design, and because they're totally abstract in the sense that they are contrary to the sort of consensus of design. So what draws me to cars are primarily aesthetics, but also engineering, like milestones. So I haven't had one yet, but I wouldn't mind having a DS or a Citroen. I think you have to realize when they came out, they were like spaceships, so they're fascinating. And, so I've been fortunate. I've had a variety of cars. What I like, some of the cars I like are absolutely the wrong car for everyone else, and I would never recommend purchasing them, but there's a killer deal. You can get a big bang for the dollar. Like I just picked up a Rolls Royce for $6,500. It's absolutely the wrong car for everyone else, but it's perfectly good for me.
That's great. What was the year and model of the Rolls that you picked up?
It's a 69 Shadow. I'm not a much lover of the newer ones. And again, part of the benefit of the older ones is that you can sort of save for the brakes on that car. It has a GM transmission. It's a pretty straightforward car. Rolls-Royce technology until the 90s was basically Rube Goldberg mechanical. They weren't involved with electronics. When you start getting into the 90s and such, it becomes more electronic and very specific for the vehicle. But it's sort of interesting, even in your mid-80s vehicles, like the distributors, actually two Mercedes 190E distributors with a little belt drive. The problem with that the distributor caps are cheap, but the negative is that belt drive breaks, and one set of the cylinders is not firing. It's still getting fuel, so it causes the catalytic converter to get hot, and it causes it to catch on fire on the one side. But, that's sort of the negative of it. Wow. So again, I appreciate, I enjoy being a caretaker of history. So a lot of the cars I have, it's more the story behind it. And, that I feel that I'm just a caretaker and I imagine the life it was before and the care and concern people had prior to it. So it's not the value of the car. It's just the emotional connection, whether it's almost like someone, antique. It may not be the Louis the 14th, but it's something that someone you can tell had pride. And I've had old desks that I've restored. I'm like, man, I wonder what documents they signed on here and what life events that they dealt with this furniture. And same with cars. I just, I find that fascinating. So unfortunately was able to pick up a car and I'm able to contact the original owner, the 69. There was some papers from the military when he had a pay raise. And so I've been able to contact each owner. I'm finishing the car up. I'm going to make a video when I get them all together. And that'll be really neat because it's like this whole history. You can't fabricate that. And they each have pictures. And the car, at the moment in their life, was something important. And it represented a lot of hard work and effort. And I think that's really fascinating. And when the day is done, even if it's not a car, it's humanity. And that's the part that even a non-motorhead can find fascinating when the day is done, is that history and that human connection.
So true, Max. Let's talk about Bentleys for a second. Of course, nowadays you've got Rolls-Royce under the umbrella of BMW and Bentley under the umbrella of the Volkswagen Group. Compare the Bentleys of the 1980s as far as ease of repair versus the more modern ones when we come back, because I'd be curious to know what the story behind the story is. And by the way, if anybody has a question, don't hesitate. If you got one, shoot me an email, bob@boblongradio.com, or pick up the telephone and call us, 855-660-4261. You're listening to Auto World. My name is Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Kevin from PageEducation.com. To those of you who have made us America's Auto Body and Restoration Coach, thank you. And if you haven't, visit us at PageEducation.com and learn from the new free automotive restoration videos we've got on our homepage. PageEducation DVDs can now be downloaded or streamed, so you don't have to wait for or pay for shipping. We'll give you the same great tech support so you can earn the right to say, I did it myself. Whether it's a modern or classic restoration, you can do it. And PageEducation shows you how at PageEducation.com.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the
Ford? Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Max is with us from Maximilian Motorsports, and I was posing a question before that hard network break as Max was sharing us the story of an older Rolls-Royce that he picked up recently, and I have a friend who has a late 80s twin-turbo Bentley, traditional overhead valve engine, and he really enjoys it. Have the Bentleys, like the Rolls's, over the last couple of decades gotten so much more complicated that you're better off to buy something from the 80s with some part sharing going on? And what are your thoughts about that, Max?
Well, the Rolls-Royce and Bentley, we're going to lump them together because it hasn't been since the last, 15 years that they've really separated paths. But ultimately, back in the day, a Rolls-Royce happened to be a horribly expensive car, but it was built to a quality, and it happened to, because of the economics, be very exclusive. Well, what's changed is that build quality versus exclusiveness has just changed to the aspirations of the owner to be exclusive, indifferent to the build quality, in the sense that they are not looking for a lifelong vehicle. And the depreciation is long, and it happens very quickly. So they want the new toy. To them, it's an iPhone, an epic economic expenditure. So the clientele has changed, and correspondingly, the marketing of the vehicle has changed. Because if you have a car that doesn't change a whole bunch, it's hard to get people the impetus to get the new and greatest version. Consequently, the sophistication of the cars has enormously changed over time, and the complexity that the vehicles offer is, ultimately, they're not going to gracefully age, because on the earlier cars, you can make some changes, or a lot of the components are something that you can bench, take apart, rebuild, and reuse. Maybe it's a bushing or a contact that you're exchanging. The newer ones, not happening. If the climate control or something of that nature goes south, you need a whole module. And it becomes horribly expensive because of that. A lot of the vehicles, we end up having to say the ones from 2007 and people have new phones and they want to integrate them with the older vehicles, we have to piggyback systems that allow them to maintain the factory audio system because it's tied in with the climate control and everything else. And because everything is CAN bus, meaning all components communicate with other components, you can't just take it out and put something else. So it's much harder to make updates to the vehicles. And the positive, I guess, is that some of the parts are surprisingly inexpensive. We needed a hood latch for one, and it was $55. So as much as there's stories of woe, there's going to be some bright lights in there that make it reasonable because they've used parts from some more pedestrian products. The negative is that you have to be prepared to service the cars based upon what they cost new. So if that was a $200,000 car, new, it's sort of irrelevant what it costs if you can pick it up for $36,000. You still have to maintain the level of a $200,000 car, and the parts and service are going to mirror that. Whereas if you think, hey, I bought a $36,000 car, it should only cost X to service it, you are going to be disappointed, and you really shouldn't own that car.
Good advice, no question about it. Let's talk a little bit about some of the other things that you're doing these days at your shop. You're doing all kinds of prep work for racing, and I would imagine you get a lot of requests for Concours restorations. What are some of the other services that are very popular at Maximilian Motorsports?
Well, in terms of older cars, there's a lot of inexpensive things that can be done to bring them up to date. So whether it's LED lighting for the headlights, whether it's an audio system that looks vintage but has Bluetooth and allows to have hands-free communication, things like that can be installed in an older vehicle without it looking tagged or added onto the vehicle. We look to enhance the positives of the vehicle, diminish the negatives. And so, even some people have higher priced cars and they want to have tracking devices or they want to have front and rear dash cams and things like that. Those are all doable because some people, they're concerned with the welfare of themselves and potentially an opportunistic situation occurring, and if you have the live data, then really that's not going to happen. I would say that people are more aware of looking for the long-term care of their vehicle because they realize that they're planning to keep the car longer. Very few people these days get a new car every 3 or 4 years. Most people hold on to it, at least 10 years, and so correspondingly they're prepared to do that longer-term service.
Again, very well said. Max is with us from Maximilian Motorsports. Check out his website, which is simply that, MaximilianMotorsports.com, or you can give him a call at 360-748-8578. And I know you're always looking for cars. Are you still in that state right now, Max?
Well, I'm Scottish, so it has to be a good deal. But yes, I mean, where I do well is a car that's wrong for an average person. It has some issues. It's either a motor that's gone south or it has niggling other issues, but most definitely. And with that said, there's a lot of, if people are looking to purchase a car, I think some people realize that not every car is worth what they're selling at Barrett-Jack, and I think that a lot of people have an unrealistic view, and they're like, oh, well, I saw one of these like this, go for X on Barrett-Jack, and I'm like, no, that was a showroom car, yours isn't that. But the big thing is that, there's always the excitement of finding new barn finds and so forth, and as much as we may think the internet has exposed every car, there's just like there's classic paintings by the great artist, there are a lot of these cars that are still sitting out there. There's one-off Ferraris and things like that, and that are floating in some back room somewhere that just need to be uncovered. And so I think the pursuit of that is very exciting as well. And again, there's those stories that come with that. And again, I think a lot of people see all these TV shows. And one thing I can say about the TV shows, some of the prices they're saying there are probably not what they're really paying for it, because they're trying to, I see some of the prices and that's a retail price. There's no way they paid that much for it, because no one on their first day would pay that much. So always use that information with a grain of salt, because it is a variable market as well in different parts of the country, and certain cars can just ginormously change in price based upon the color of some rare option or provenance over another car. And yet to the layperson, like, oh, that's worth XYZ. And they might find themselves in a predicament finding out they have a more mundane version of the vehicle and it's not worth even a quarter of that.
What are some dream vehicles that you'd like to either own or work on? What's on your bucket list, so to speak?
Well, if I was to say, of course, the caveat, if money was no object, Lamborghini Countaches, the earlier ones, I've always appreciated. They're a horrible vehicle, but I like horrible vehicles. I would say that would probably be one of it, or a Lancia Stratos.
I think very interesting choice.
Over the top. Yeah, those were very interesting cars. So as a practical point, it would probably be a Lancia Stratos replica with an Alfa Romeo V6 would be a more approachable part of that aspiration. And again, I guess one of the things I enjoy is it's, for a lot of people, ownership of a vehicle is a representation of some sort of success on their part. For me, it's a recognition of a lot of effort and an education that I had along the way, and a lot of hard work. So to me, it's not an ego trip. It's more like, hey, I put this together from a several boxes and crates, and I brought it back to life. And to me, that's the reward, not like we have to joke sometimes. We have some customers that I swear they never drive their vehicle, but we could give them empty boxes and put a car cover over it, and they'd be just as happy as if they actually had the car.
Oh, boy. Well, Max, it's a pleasure. We'll definitely get you back on real soon. Thank you very much for your time here today.
Thank you very much, and have a terrific weekend.
Thank you. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lott. Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Thank you for listening.